Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 26th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, mostly a negative one for the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the downside was the NASDAQ composite down over 2%. Also saw the Russell 2000 and the Russell 1000 down over 1.5% as well. Only things in positive territory were crude and gold, but not really much change on either one of those charts. We haven't seen reversals back into X's for either one of those commodities just yet on their charts. But on the chart of U.S. equity indexes for the Russell 2000, we see it falling down to that 1650 level. It's the bottom of the trading band, but is also the low from 2022. A move to 1640 would actually put RUT at a multi-year low, be the lowest level we've seen since November of 2020. So something we'll keep an eye out for there for today. A reversal back into X's would come with a move above 1680. So that's also a level we'll monitor for RUT. As far as the NASDAQ 100, not quite as a significant break or significant fall, but still moving lower. We do see it move below that 14,400 level, violating some near-term support. Still see some here at 14,300 as well, as it does still maintain a positive trend, unlike what we saw back on the RUT chart, which is currently in a negative trend. As far as indicator action goes, we do see that the bullish percent for SPX falls below that 26% level, actually looking at potential falling to 24%, lowest level we've seen in roughly 12 months, because the last time we were down around this level was October of last year, and it makes a new low for the year as far as that BP indicator goes for 2023. We did see also the bullish percent for the NYSE fall down to 30%, but to start off with a little bit of positive news, or at least talk about a few positive things here on the video today, we did see that Ford and the UAW have a tentative deal. I'm sure many saw the news last night coming through the feeds. And at the moment, we see a little bit of a rebound out of Ford, but not quite enough yet to really have an impact on this particular chart. This is that quarter point per box chart, so a little bit more sensitive than the default chart there. And at the moment, still, it's not even close to reversion up. We would need to see it move above 12. The last time I checked, it was about 1180. So still needs a little more, but at least seeing a little bit of a rebound. And we're seeing the stock hold support here at 1125 and not moving any lower. So we'll see if that deal, rather than being tentative, becomes official. And it also comes at an interesting time because Ford has earnings upcoming at the end of today's market close. There's a few other stocks, and actually quite a few stocks today that will have earnings on the horizon there. We have Amazon, Comcast, Capital One, Honeywell, Intel, Merck, and UPS. Altria Group, along with Bristol Myers and MasterCard, have already reported. Looking at the chart of MasterCard, we've actually seen it move lower because they lowered guidance coming in, lowered some Q4 guidance. So otherwise, most of the metrics MasterCard beat upon, but we are seeing a lower reaction out of MA this morning, showing the potential of testing that bullish support line. Not quite yet to the point that it would violate the bullish support line yet. Last I checked, the lowest I'd seen the price fall was about 377, so not quite just yet violating that bullish support line, but we are testing it. It looks like it'll add another there at 380, but we continue to monitor it throughout the day, see what may transpire as far as that chart action. Ultimately, if it did violate the trend line, it would fall to a 4 for 5, so not really a massive technical breakdown for this particular stock, as many stocks trade in a negative trend. MasterCard is among the few that is still maintaining a positive trend, especially with a lot of recent action. So seeing it move into a negative trend with this action is, compared to a lot of other stocks with recent technical breakdowns, probably not as significant. So likely would continue to hold, unless you're a very near-term holder that got in and back in August or somewhere in the summer months, may look to play a little risk management there. But again, continue to monitor MasterCard. Again, we have quite a few earnings. We did have quite a few yesterday as well. O'Reilly Auto Parts is one of the ones that we're seeing some positives out of, trading near that $900 climb above it this morning for a brief period. Pre-market, we'll continue to monitor it today. Move above 912 would bring it back into a column of X's. And from here, it would take a move above 960 to return it to a buy signal, and that would match its rally high and all-time high from earlier this year. Elsewhere on the earnings report news, we see Tractor Supply moving notably lower, at one point down almost 7% pre-market. It will actually fall down below the bottom of the trading band here, at least appears poised to fall down below the bottom of the trading band. As the last time I checked, it was trading around 185 here. We'll take out that prior low point. We hear that prior pullback low that we saw from October of last year, really coming down to lows that we haven't seen since the early part of October of last year as well, and near the bottom of the trading band. So highly, or below the bottom of the trading band. So highly, potentially and highly oversold territory as well. So we keep an eye on Tractor Supply there. Might impact attributes further if it were to fall down to this mid 180 level on the chart. So again, would monitor that closely for holders of that particular stock. But as always, we wish we could cover every stock that we see reporting earnings today, but that would be a 30-minute mini video. So if you have any questions about a particular stock you may be calling, wondering about, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. I hope everyone has a nice start to their weekend.